So many great things are happening virtually, and if you want to hold a rally, for example, you can do that virtually too, which on an evening in December is perhaps not a bad thing. Gary Brayden Anderson joins us this morning on the phone with us. He is a Duluth City Councilor, and a group of folks launched a rally last night to notify people about a proposed ordinance to establish. It's got a huge, long name. I think one of the first things, Gary, perhaps that you need to do is come up with a name that's maybe a little easier to spell or pronounce, just to make sure that everyone who needs to be included in the name is included. They want to establish a commission for non-binary, queer, trans, two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, intersex, asexual folks for the city of Duluth. A lot of names, but it's an important idea. Talk about it a little bit, Gary. Good morning, by the way, and so glad to have you with us.
Good morning, Lisa. And yes, it is a big name. We'll trust that once the actual commission is in place, if they want to come up with their own nickname, they're welcome to. But naming all those names is really important in the fact that our dominant culture, you know, when we walk into a room, people assume that we're heterosexual, and they assume so many, many things about us. They assume things about our identity and about how we express ourselves. So putting those names there was very intentional on the part of the folks who helped me draft this language. So I'm really grateful to have input from amazing community members as we have worked over the last number of months to create this proposed ordinance.
You know, I realized as you were talking and as I had read that list that it really does make you stop and think about the different ways in which people identify themselves, and this is the word that they feel best expresses who they really are. And we're discovering that there are a lot more options than just heterosexual. And so I really, you know, it is a long name, but I really see your point that maybe we need to broaden our imaginations a little bit.
You know, and I think we do, and I think the real opportunity is to broaden the depth of our relationships. Like, let's not, you know, my relationship with you, Lisa, I don't want to make assumptions about who you are. I want to listen to you. I want to feel my heart and how it reacts to you, and I want to trust that you, in the ways that are right and good for you, will share with me about who you are. And that it's not up to me to make assumptions about who you are.
When people adopt that attitude, Gary, and I have to ask this of you as opposed to the other way around, because I don't, for the most part, belong to a lot of groups that have traditionally been misconstrued or misunderstood. Mm-hmm. When people adopt that attitude of, you get to tell me who you are, does that give you space to be a little bit more open and authentic?
Absolutely. Being a public figure, it's interesting thing to sort of allow people to see me. And I have experienced a lot of privilege in my life. You know, I can walk into a room and I'm not a person in general. So I walk into the room and everyone goes, oh, there's that really dramatic queer guy. No, I walk into a room and I actually have a sense of safety because like I can, you know, I can present myself in a certain way that allows me to feel safe. But, you know, there are those among us who don't have that luxury. The nature of who they are is not something that can be hidden. And people's perceptions right? And it's just, it's people's perceptions. And it may not have anything to do with the reality. So I think it's really, really important that we practice, you know, each one of us to the best of our ability, being open and non-judgmental, and to know, you know, people are people, and we don't all fit in one identity, and how we express ourselves and how we feel from moment to moment changes and shifts. And this is this term that's at the beginning of this, the title of this ordinance, non-binary. You know, we're not either or people. If we look at ourselves, our gender identity and our sexual identity and our sexual attraction is not necessarily either or, but potentially both and.
And it's interesting also to realize that there are just so many different permutations. As you begin to talk with people who are living a different experience, it's really interesting to find out how different those experiences can be. That being said, another experience that I think many people can relate to, the idea that we're going to rally around a cause, we're going to rally in favor of something or opposing something, in this case, in favor of something. And yet you had to do it in a very different way. You had to do it via Zoom. You had to hold a Zoom rally. Now, does a Zoom rally dilute the power of a rally in the sense that perhaps it wasn't covered on the evening news, or perhaps folks won't wake up this morning and see photographs of people marching and holding signs?
You know, Lisa, there were, I think, around 65 people at the peak on that Zoom event last night, including, the news anchor from a couple of the local TV stations. So we did get coverage. I can tell you, you know, when life gives you lemons, try to make lemonade. And as one of the people who's been working on the creation of this ordinance for the last several months, it was an amazing gift to sit in my dining room last night and look at the screen. And as you know, I took some pictures of literally with my phone of the screen in gallery view, just to have a record for myself of these amazing, wonderful people who were in that virtual space. So I was really, really grateful. I came away feeling really energized. I had fun writing the speech that I was able to share. And, so I'm grateful for that way to connect. And I also look forward, you know, to the time when when we have a vaccine and we're able to move past these our social restrictions that we're facing right now.
We are going to appreciate one another a lot more, I think, when we have the opportunity to meet face to face and give each other hugs again. I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, random hugging going on. So let me talk a little bit with you about this ordinance. The ordinance would establish a commission. What do you hope it could accomplish? What difference do you think it could make to people in the community and their allies who identify as any of these categories we've discussed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll say this, Lisa. For me, this is a individual decision, but for me personally, I'm okay with LGBTQ+ or some version of that. So it can be a little bit shorter, you know. So this commission the ordinance lays out some duties of the commission to advise the mayor, the city council, city departments, and the community at large about issues concerning services, policies, procedures. If we think about health care, education, employment, and housing, four major areas that we all sort of take for granted, that we can go out and apply for a job and not worry about it. We can go try to get an apartment or to buy a home and we're not going to be discriminated against. But these are assumptions that dominant culture can make. And these are not assumptions that people who might be trans or present differently can make safely. So this commission will provide as a sounding board, as a forum for people who have concerns, that they can reach out to this commission. This commission will also have direct relationship with the city government, with leaders in the government. The commission will also help to review complaints that involve gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, or related to the conversion therapy ban, which was passed by the city council 1 year ago this month. So they'll have a lot of good and important work to do.
One of the things that, again, I think kind of just occurred to me, you know, moving a little bit slow this morning, is that to feel or to be differently gendered or identify differently for some people is something that they can be without other people knowing. If you are Native, if you are a person of color in many instances, you don't have that luxury. People look at you and they make assumptions based on how you look. But some people can pass, air quotes. How does this change the dynamic of the people that this commission is going to represent and the people who would sit on this commission? Because it strikes me that they are going to have to be unusually brave and say, here's something about me that I could have gone the rest of my life without you knowing, but I'm going to tell you about.
You know, that is the case for some of us, you know, that we can pass. You know, we always sort of walk through the world, you know, feeling who we are on the inside and comparing who we are to other people's outsides, right? Whether that's around our sexual identity or our gender identity. So it's, you know, that's a, that journey of being seen, taking that risk is something that all of us have to take, whether we're heterosexual or gay or trans or cisgender or not. You know, we every day, each one of us has that opportunity of how am I going to be seen today? How much of me am I going to allow you to really know and see? We're getting really deep and philosophical this morning, Lisa.
It is a little early for all the philosophy, and yet it's never really too early for philosophy. So the rally was there. A lot of folks were there. Who else from the city was there, and what's the next step with regard to the commission?
So, you know, the only person that I know who was there from the city besides myself was one of my co-sponsors on the ordinance, and that was at-large Councilor Eric Forsman. Vice President Renee Van Nett of the council is also a co-sponsor, and she was not able to be there at the rally with us last night. There were leaders, community leaders. Whoa, there were community leaders there. There are also some wonderful folks from the Twin Cities. They have a trans equity commission in Minneapolis. So there are a couple of representatives there from that organization who were here visiting with us last night, sharing their experience, strength, and hope, as we like to say, with us and their encouragement with us. So that was really, really neat. This kind of commission is not a common thing. So we are really being forward thinking here in Duluth as we bring this proposal forward. And, you know, and I think that's really wonderful. As you know, I grew up in a very small town, 40 miles from here, way back in the day. And I know that people in our region look to Duluth for leadership and look to us for how we can be forward-thinking around our cultural identity. So I'm really excited about this proposed ordinance. I'm certainly hoping that we will have a strong vote of support from the city council, and we'll move into 2021 with a new commission in place.
The ordinance is due to be heard December 14th at 7 p.m., and then it will be voted on December 21st at 7 p.m. And I'm guessing there is a link to some additional information, no doubt, on the city's webpage. Is that right? And we can get a link up to that so folks can get some more information?
Yeah, the ordinance is on the agenda, which was published yesterday afternoon, and it'll be there for the next 2 weeks. You can also reach out to Outfront Minnesota, and they will provide support around this ordinance or around any other issues to LGBTQ plus people. So it's a good time to be building visibility, to be strengthening our community, and to be welcoming to everyone.
Gary, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. We always learn so much, and it's just nice to talk to you. Thanks again for being our guest.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you so much.
City Councilor Gary Anderson, our guest this morning. Last night, there was a virtual rally of the LGBTQ plus community, and there is a proposed ordinance on the table to establish a commission for those folks. The ordinance is going to be heard, as I mentioned, December 14th at 7 p.m., voted on December 21st at 7 p.m., and we'll get some links up on our website so folks can find more information.